Oh, hi. Welcome to the podcast. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to make sure to share some resources that are available in Wood County 24/7, 365 days a year. First is our very own website, wcadamh.org. Our website hosts a plethora of information and resource guides on the full continuum of behavioral health care here in Wood County. If you are in need of immediate crisis care, the following are some numbers that I always recommend adding to your phone. As always, if you are in need of immediate medical attention, dial 911. If you or a loved one are over the age of 18 and in a behavioral health crisis, dial the Wood County Crisis Line, managed by our partner, Unison Health, at 419-502-HOPE or 419-502-4673. If you or a loved one are below the age of 17 and in a behavioral health crisis, contact the crisis line managed by our partner, the Children's Resource Center, at 419-352-7588. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline just fully transitioned to their new number, 988. If you prefer to text, you can text the number 4 and the word HOPE to 741-741 to be connected to a crisis text line counselor. With that being said, let's head into our podcast. Welcome back to the Recovery Roadmap Podcast. Can you believe it's March? Oh my goodness, I cannot. We're already in our third episode. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about problem gambling awareness. And my apologies, we'll go through this together because this is actually my very first solo episode. So just to remind you, if this is your first time joining us, my name is Kaylee and I am the Manager of Marketing and Communications here at the Wood County Alcohol, Drug Addiction, Mental Health Services Board. And I have the pleasure of hosting this podcast. So with all that being said, let's jump right into today's episode. I am so excited because today we get to discuss the Wood County Educational Services Center, or the Wood County ESC. They are responsible for providing our prevention education in the schools, and they also conduct this massive survey that they've been doing for 20 years. Happy 20th anniversary, ESC, where they ask youth about their mental health, alcohol and drug consumption, and most recently, their gambling habits. Before we dive into the data that was collected this year, I just want to give a huge thank you to Kyle Clark, Angie Patchen, Tina Bradley, and Dr. Bilavoska for all of their incredible work in the prevention space, providing a huge menu of services to all the schools in Wood County, and conducting this survey on a biannual basis. I can't say thank you enough to you all on behalf of the board and the board staff. Since 2004, this survey has been conducted biannually, as I mentioned, and kiddos would typically receive a fairly large packet and be asked to fill out their information, pencil and paper. But most recently, we have transitioned to using an online format, which is really exciting, and it allows for Dr. Voska to create different types of questions, and it's a very exciting time to be examining this data. So with that, let's jump right into it. I think it makes the most sense to go in order according to the youth survey data. So we'll start with substance use. The prevalence of substance use among Wood County adolescents changed dramatically from 2018 to 2024. For example, the reported use for almost all substances increased between 2018 and 2020, and then dramatically decreased between 2020 and 2022 after COVID, school closures, and increases in social distancing. But in 2024, our data actually demonstrates that the post-pandemic decline in adolescent substance use has persisted, rather than bouncing back to the pre-pandemic levels as perhaps expected. Moving on to some fast facts about mental health, the 2024 results among Wood County adolescents saw a reversal of the growing increases in mental health issues that began around 2018 as well. In 2024, teens reporting no problems on the Problem Severity Index increased from 47.6% to 50%, while teens reporting severe and intense mental health issues decreased from 13.1% to 10.5%. So we are extremely glad to see that our youth are by and large doing better than they have previously. Also, want to mention that rates of suicidal ideation and attempts have been increasing nearly every year over the past decade, but they have dramatically declined in 2024, which is just fantastic news. And that leads us into the topic of today's episode, which is problem gambling. And I know that problem gambling doesn't necessarily lend itself to thinking about youth, but we were very surprised to see in the youth survey this year that gambling within games has increased dramatically. Youth reported a doubling in the purchase of mystery boxes or using currency within games. In 2022, about 19% of our teens reported that they were buying mystery boxes, but this rate jumped to 40% in the last survey. Fantasy and daily fantasy sports betting also increased significantly among 11th and 12th grade males, but other forms of gambling, like buying lottery tickets or scratch-offs, declined slightly. All those numbers are to say that our youth are gambling. I got to attend the press conference where they released all this information, and I was really kind of floored at this one. I'm in my mid-20s, so I definitely have purchased some things in-game before, but I had no idea the prevalence among our high schoolers in Wood County. I wanted to touch on this survey for a few reasons within this episode of our podcast together, and obviously the first reason is that the ESC put so much time, effort, and energy into this survey. But also, as I mentioned before, I know that our high schoolers are not typically what you might think of when you think of someone with problem gambling, but our data supports that they actually are. So having an organization like the Educational Services Center be able to go in and talk to youth about the effects of problem gambling and how it can kind of trickle into your adult life as you go through that transitional period, as well as just talking to your kiddos and saying, hey, you know, I've noticed that you've been spending a lot of time gaming. Or, you know, sports betting is extremely prevalent these days. I feel like in the last year, I have seen so much more sports betting. And sports really are a familial activity. You know, you sit down, you watch it with your parents. And if parents are engaging in sports betting, then the kiddos are exposed to it. And I just really wanted to hit home while I had your ear today that it is perfectly okay to sit down and talk to your kiddos about their gambling habits before they become adults. And before we jump into some resources available for adults, if you would like to read the full youth survey from this year, you can find it on the Wood County Educational Services Center website. That's WCESC.org. Please take some time, read it. It's super interesting. I can't recommend it enough. I often have the pleasure on this podcast to say that Ohio has such a robust system of XYZ, and problem gambling is absolutely no different. So I just want to spend a few minutes going through and letting you all hear some of those fantastic programs. First, we have a statewide approach to problem gambling, which is the Problem Gambling Network of Ohio. There are Gamblers Anonymous meetings available in Holland and Toledo, which if you're down in BG like I am right now, it's about a 15 to 25 minute drive up there. The Problem Gambling Network of Ohio has a full list of meeting times available on their website, which is pgnohio.org. They also have a full list of resources like their gambling hotline, which is 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-989-9966. There are a plethora of programs too, like Celebrate Recovery, which is a faith-centered 12-step recovery program. There's Game Talk, which is a public discussion forum. There's Game Quitters, which is actually support for specifically video game addiction. and the Gambling Help Ohio, which has a full list of service providers and those meetings that I mentioned right here in Ohio. One last statewide organization to shout out is Ohio for Responsible Gaming, and they have a ton of really fun initiatives that I just adore. One of them is Change the Game, which is for youth about 12 to 16, and it talks a lot about the video games and other activities that you're able to do and how to talk to your kiddos about things like that. They also have the Keep It Fun Ohio program, which has a bunch of really fun resources and games. They have games like Can You Tackle Scrolling to Infinity? They have a hobby generator available, a nickname generator, just some fun things that you can do without the harmful effects of problem gambling. Which, I want to say, there are very harmful effects when it comes to problem gambling, from financial losses to familial issues, and I am not a clinician, so I do not feel qualified to tell you all of the clinical issues that could come with problem gambling, but I'm very hopeful in the future that we'll have another episode where we can have someone clinical come in and talk about those kind of effects. So really, as this is my first solo episode, I just wanted to share some resources and some data that I was familiar with, like the youth survey. So if you have any questions, feel free to let us know on social media, and I am happy to get them to you as soon as possible. And as it is March, I do want to talk a little bit about St. Patrick's Day and responsible drinking. So I know when you hear this episode, St. Patrick's Day will have passed, but I just want to make it known that there is help and there is hope here in Wood County. And if you are ever in need of some alcohol or any other type of addiction help, please reach out. You can contact us. You can contact our providers. Please visit our website and just reach out. You guys have heard me say it a million times, but we really just want to help. So be sure you're being responsible and safe and the best version of yourself, because we want you around for a long time. And with all that being said, I just want to kind of forecast some things for April, because you guys hear this podcast a little later in the month, and I want to make sure that you are up to date on all of the things that are going to happen early in April. So April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and that will be the topic of our podcast. I'll be spending some time with Kathy Mull, who is the director of The Cocoon, and some other people that just do fantastic work in this space. But The Cocoon is going to do so many fantastic things in April, so I just want to give you a super quick snapshot of that. So on Monday, April 1st at 9 a.m., there's the Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month Awareness Campaign, which will be in Perrysburg, Ohio. Staff and volunteers will be hanging their teal ribbons and resource information on lampposts all the way from the Way Library to River Road and around the municipal building to show solidarity for those who've experienced sexual violence. On Wednesday, April 10th, and Thursday, April 11th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., The Cocoon will be hosting their What Were You Wearing exhibit at the BGSU Student Union. This is open to the public with absolutely no cost to attend. On Saturday, April 13th, with check-in starting at 9 a.m., the BGSU Sexual Assault Awareness Month 5K and Dog Walk will be happening. It's over at the BGSU Student Wellness and Rec Center. Registration is $15 for students and $20 for community members. It is open to the public, by the way. On Sunday, April 14th, from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., they will be hosting their Take Back the Night at the BGSU Jerome Library. This event is open to the public, and there is no cost to attend. On Wednesday, April 17th, they will be hosting their Clothesline Project at the BGSU Student Oval from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And on Tuesday, April 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., they will be hosting their Human Trafficking Summit up in Toledo. If you are interested in more information or you would like to register to attend, please visit thecocoon.org. And if that wasn't enough events for you, we are actually one of the best spots to see the total solar eclipse happening on April 8th. And I just want to be sure to let everyone know we will be having a lot of educational pieces go out about this. But please be safe. Wear your glasses. Know that you are safe. There is help. There is hope. I know it's a very exciting time, but can also be a little bit out of the norm because we know that it typically doesn't get dark in the middle of the day. So if you need anything, please be sure to reach out. And right before the eclipse on April 5th, we will be attending the Family and Children First Council Spring Fling, which is a super fun carnival, and there will be more information going out about that soon. And I have one last plug. There is just so much going on in spring, and I hope you guys are able to enjoy it with us. So as I mentioned, one more plug, we are hosting our very first behavioral health art show at the Wood County Museum in May, but right now we are accepting submissions for physical artwork, music, or poetry or prose pieces. And if you are interested, please send a request our way. You can visit our website on the events tab and fill out a quick Google form, and we will go through them, and we can't wait to have you participate with us. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I will see you in a few weeks.